tire and creep on your door. I don't call that dumb, baby. I'm in back no more.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Like a wild geese from the west. Closing out a set of Bentonia-style blues from his new release Cherry Ball, recorded at the Fox Cabaret in Vancouver in January, we had Vancouver's Robert Conley Farr with his cover of Devil Got My Woman. Before that, from 2019's Cypress Grove, we had Bentonia's legendary Jimmy Duck Holmes with the title track. And taking us across the top of our first hour from 1931, we had the legendary Skip James with YOLO My Blues Away. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from their brand new release, Painting Stars, this is Ottawa's LH Express with Not Today.
Too many times jump to push back. to Brooklyn, New York.
Closing out that set from their new EP, Step Back, we had Ontario's Little Magic Sam Band with Big Bad Wolf. And I got that set started off with Ottawa's LH Express, featuring Megan Lawrence on lead vocals with Not Today from their brand new release, Painting Stars. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. It's time for our big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rockin' blues music. For this week's big block of blues, I'm going to showcase some of the music of one of the most influential bluesmen of all time, the legendary Howlin' Wolf. Chester Arthur Burnett was born 113 years ago Saturday, June 10, 1910, in White Station, Mississippi. Wolf left home at 13, heading to the heart of the Delta. He began making a name for himself in West Memphis in the late 40s with guitarists Willie Johnson and Pat Hare, and cut his first record, Moanin' at Midnight, in 1951 for Sun Records founder Sam Phillips, as well as recording for Ike Turner. The songs were released to Chess Records, and in 1953, Wolf moved to Chicago. When Johnson decided to stay behind in Memphis, Wolf hired legendary guitarist Hubert Sumlin, and they went on to record some of the most popular and influential songs ever. Howlin' Wolf was an inaugural member of the Blues Hall of Fame, where he also has 4 albums and 4 singles inducted. He's been nominated for 9 Blues Music Awards, winning 5 times. In 1991, Howlin' Wolf was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Starting things off, from his 1959 debut album, Moanin' in the Moonlight, this is Howlin' Wolf with How Many More Years?
Ooh. sure hear me crying. A little bitty girl child will be home. Don't you? Why don't you hear me crying? I